Stephen, you're talking to us about an aerospace contractor who I assume has come to you then very soon in this disclosure project, or was it much later?
No, this has all been in the last week.
Just the last week?
Right, which is why, you know, I feel it's important to share. He specifically wanted me to share it because it's a time-sensitive and evolving situation, when you'll see why in a moment. I think it's important for people to hear this. And I think others listening, remember, one of the ways that we've been able to corroborate things is that we will go out to the public in a show like this and say, look, if there are other people who know about this event or this project, please contact me personally through disclosureproject.org, our website, and we will, of course, work with you in whatever way we can. And so it's important that this kind of networking happen. This is really, it's very grassroots, you know. I mean, it's not as if, you know, somehow we waved a magic wand and all this happened. It's really a lot of hard work and networking, and we rely on the public and people out there listening who are concerned and interested in this issue to make this happen. And that's really how it has happened, really.
Absolutely. And again, disclosureproject.org is the way to get back to you, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, this person, this individual, how did he come to you?
Well, he approached us actually through the website, and then we've gone back and forth and communicated with him. And he is a guy who with Lockheed Martin. Do you want me to just share what he told us?
Absolutely, Stephen.
It's really quite good. He said it better than I could have it. It's interesting because in one of the follow-on conversations that we had, he said, you know, he says, we are watching this project, meaning the disclosure project, with great interest and may elect to reveal more identities later. I am very new to this sort of thing. Before a few weeks ago, I was pretty certain UFOs did not exist as bona fide extraterrestrials and thought people who came forward were touched. Now he doesn't take it so lightly. It's very interesting because of the project that he has now gotten intelligence on. So this man is a career aerospace guy, like my uncle was. Mm-hmm. And what he says is, I'll just share this with you. He says, part of me is deathly afraid to come forward with this information, but I feel it is my patriotic duty to do so. I have spent a great deal of my professional career with Lockheed Martin, including an extended period at the facility in Marietta, Georgia. Much of my work is classified, and I categorically will not divulge my identity publicly at this time. I am too concerned for the safety of my family and those of my colleagues. And, you know, which is understandable.
Well, right, that is.
As you may know, Lockheed Martin has been involved in multiple stages of the Cassini mission to Saturn. Images from the craft are processed and analyzed at the Space Science Institute in Boulder, Colorado, which is where my main contacts are located. To get right to the point, some of these images have revealed the presence of not one, but several large craft of non-terrestrial origin. I have sketched them on, and the sketch is of has been directly observed by the people he works with. I don't want to name them.
Mm-hmm.
The angles present on the craft are such that they would not generally occur in nature, and therefore it is clear they are not asteroids or other debris caught in the gravitational pull of the planet. And listen to the description. It's fascinating. The objects are ridged saucers, classic flying saucer shapes, with several spoked ridges radiating from the center to create a near prismatic shape. Seen from above, they have a shape somewhat like a spider's orb web. What I refer to as spokes do not appear to be separate structures, but are formed from the skin of the craft. The description is as if it is like a bat's wing. If you can imagine the skin of a bat covering the fingers that give structure to the wings.
And that's a good analogy, too.
Okay,
you can picture
it's very
that.
Interesting. It's an excellent description. The photos are clear. I do not know much more about these objects or craft, except their presence was not entirely unexpected. This is very interesting. And that they have not caused any particular alarm in the various agencies, but the suppression of the images was followed as a matter of due course. And it goes on. I don't want to take a lot of time because I think it's not polite to read, but that gives an idea of the sort of intelligence. Now, this is an ongoing thing that's just been imaged, and there is something that's out on the web now that's a Cassini image that is pretty certain to be an artifact. This, however, what he's describing is clearly artificial structures moving there. Now, it's interesting because he says this was not unexpected. And what I point out to people is that that's because ever since we've been sending anything up into space, we have been encountering these objects, including the lunar landing.
Oh, they're following us, aren't they?
Yeah. And, and they, of course, are watching everything that we're doing as civilization,
sure.
And obviously are concerned about, in my opinion, the development of weapons in space, the development of weapons of mass destruction, and a civilization that is still killing millions of our own people in warfare, going out into space at this stage of our social and, if you will, spiritual evolution. So, but at any rate, the fact that, of course, he stumbled across this fairly new. He wasn't someone who was involved in this sort of thing until very recently. But it was interesting. He picked up on the fact that it was not unexpected that they would encounter it, which, of course, is what I would expect, having now many, many different witnesses from various agencies and corporations who have corroborated encounters with these objects, not only in near-Earth orbit, but also near the Moon, Mars, and some of the outer planets during reconnaissance and space probes and what have you.